You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
So listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
It's most definitely advised.
Yes. The best time of the day, you know, it's night really, but glad you guys are here with us.
Yeah,
it's live studio audience in full effect.
It's a day in like France,
you know, yeah, all of the whole Europe area, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably do Francois and stuff.
Oh my god, the worst rich I've ever heard. I didn't think it could be butchered. Like, thank you for proving me wrong.
Francois, y'all.
Oh, stop, just stop. Oh, that's painful. Oh. Agony.
Let's go to the Louvre Museum.
What'd you call it?
The Louvre Museum.
That's so terrible. It's just getting worse. Man, you really know how to butcher things. I give you props to that, man.
They're going to definitely punch me in the face if I go to Europe. Anyway, you're listening to They Gave Us a Show, the greatest Friday night radio show in the world.
Yes, where we make people laugh hysterically on command.
We got a new Christmas jam from Rachel Wong.
Rachel Wong, shout out.
Oh, we shout out to Rachel.
That's the homie right there.
So we're going to play that. We're going to play a couple other jams and then come back. And we got stuff to talk about, right?
Yes, we got stuff to talk
That's
about.
Right.
We got music to play, stuff to talk about. We're going to get into it. Exactly. Let me get some shout outs to some people early, too. People that have been doing good things for their city and stuff like that.
Word. We got a Christmas song from Ty Dolla $ign, too. So we're going to
play Uh-oh.
Yep, so you know that's going to be dope.
Hey, can I hear the Little John Christmas too? Is that possible?
Why not?
Yay!
Why not?
I love that song, bro. Yeah. It don't sound like it should be, but it is. I don't know why I like it. I have not seen the video.
You haven't?
No, the video is wild.
Oh,
huh?
You're in for a treat.
Oh, he said, I'm in for a treat. Okay.
Have you ever just pictured what a music video is going to be like, and then it's exactly like that, even though you didn't picture all the details, but they're exactly like they should be?
Yeah.
That's the video for that.
Is it like the Jay Jizzy video on Perfect Holiday?
No.
Okay. Better. Oh, okay.
No. It's better. It fits so perfect. You're like, yes, this definitely should be the video for this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like you 100% think it, bro. Everything with the Kool-Aid man and all that. I'm so surprised.
Oh,
we seen
yeah.
It.
No.
You mentioned him busting through the wall, and he exactly does that.
Man, I have not seen this video. Oh, I didn't even know he had a video for it.
Watch the video, man.
Okay. Oh, now I'm gonna watch this on our break or something.
This is everything we're supposed to be.
Yes, I'm going to look at this now.
All right. Great
detail.
So we're going to get into the Christmas one.
Yes.
Rachel Wong, this is called, hold on, let me present it properly.
Shout
Thank
out.
Thank you again, Rachel, for sending us.
Hey.
As always.
I know. She always be blessing us with tracks. That's dope.
For sure.
Appreciate the love, Rachel.
For sure. We're going to have, I'm going to do a choice topic today as well.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
It'll maybe have some topics.
Should I be scared?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to do like this one's called Lit for the Holidays.
Lit for the Holidays. This is the choice, huh?
That's her song.
Oh, that's the song. Okay. Oh, like what we drinking?
We do the choice halfway.
What we sipping on?
Yeah. Live for the Holidays. We're going to get into that and get into some more. X-Ray FM.
Yeah, they gave us a show. Let's go.
Let it snow. Watch us glow. treats real sweet. Whole place buzzing like a Christmas bee. Not so loud, they slow they car. Neighbors speaking, but they know who we are. Lights drip red, gold and green. This house sure looks like a dream. Snap that pic, we'll steal the scene. Slay all day, you know what I mean.
When the snow doesn't fall, then it just doesn't feel like Christmas. Been on the road way too long, book a flight and I just might miss it. 5-star room service, but I still miss my mother's cooking. And so enough is enough, can't wait, I'm coming home for Christmas. Chestnuts roasting on the open fire. I ain't seen my brothers on the block in a while. Mama left a message, said she missing my smile. Crazy right now, 2020 been wild. This year, no FaceTiming on the phone. I need more than likes on the post. Yeah, yeah, I'm tryna kick it in the crib with you. Tryna
give gifts and break bread with you.
Christmas will be family over everything
for me. When the snow doesn't fall, then it just doesn't feel like Christmas. Been on the road way too long, book a flight and I just might miss it. Five star room service, but I still miss my mother's cooking. And so enough is enough, can't wait, I'm coming home for Christmas.
They gave us a show.
They gave us
highlight of what?
Show.
What's this?
Bulls game.
You better be watching the Bulls Blazers highlights. You can take those and shove them up.
No.
They gave us a show.
Oh.
They beat the Blazers by 1 point.
A win is a win, sir.
No, I'm not mad at the Bulls. It's the Blazers. Man. Yeah. Such a good team, though. They're on the verge. Like, every game has been so close. The losses, it's like, man.
They figuring it out.
If Dame's back, they're undefeated at this point in the season.
He should come back.
If he had been back, they'd be undefeated. All them games, they would have won by 1 point with him hitting the three.
I don't know. They didn't learn how to depend on themselves if he was there. They would have leaned on him too much.
They've been doing good. But I'm,
but
just saying,
I'm thinking they would have leaned on him too much.
No, I don't know. They got too many – hungry scores.
Okay, I like that then. I like that. I approve.
I think, you know, they still got Shaden Sharp. Man, he's dope.
Okay.
Future.
I dig it.
Yeah, we're back on They Give Us a Show. So what you heard was, let's go, Alone for Christmas, Ty Dolla $ign featuring Kiana Ledé. Kind of dope. She's kind of dope. Before that, All I Really Want for Christmas, Lil Jon featuring The Kool-Aid Man. And then before that, of course, Rachel Wong lit for the holidays, and we're back.
Yeah, what he said.
Here we go. We gave you a little early taste of some Christmas music in November.
Man, and while we were on the break, I saw that video, y'all. That video is wild, man. There's a lot of things going on in that song, man. From the Kool-Aid Man cookies to, like, dude crashing through the house. The Kool-Aid Man again. And then a number of other things.
A number of.
Oh yeah, the Santa was the DJ.
He was dancing with the turkey.
He was getting jiggy. Oh yeah, that Lil Jon was dancing with a cooked turkey, y'all. I'm like, what is going on? There's a lot going on.
His sweater is pretty rad, though.
Man, I want that sweater though. Yeah. That Christmas sweater go hard on front, man.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, right, so do you got a dope ugly Christmas sweater?
I have that just one you've seen with like Will Ferrell on it.
Oh, yeah, the elf one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. It's like mediumly ugly.
Medium ugly. No, that shirt is dope. It's not ugly at all. Yeah. I think it's dope.
Yeah, I can't do the super ugly. I can't do the ones with, like, lots of stuff hanging off of them. It's not for me. That's, like, intentionally. I think ugly Christmas sweaters are the best when they're not intentionally ugly. They just happen to be ugly, yeah. Like them old 80s ones.
Yeah.
That the mom wears in Christmas Vacation.
If it's too tight on you, bro, sweater. That's ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't even breathe.
Yeah. That's what hers was, too. It wasn't supposed to be ugly. She thought it was dope. But
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I have the dopest Christmas sweater ever.
You have a good one.
Yes.
this.
And it lights up.
There's not too much. It lights up, but there's still not too much going on it.
Which no, it's like perfect. Yeah. But it fits like a curtain on me now. I lost so much.
Was it tight on you before you feel it?
It wasn't tight on me then, but it's like really loose on me now. But I don't care. I'll still rock it.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it as a Christmas gift.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I think I think Ma Dukes got me that. Yeah, I think my mom gave me that. So yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, many moons ago.
I've seen Die Hard ones, not exactly yours.
Yeah.
But at Kohl's, not exactly the same one as yours, but they have a couple different ones.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. Yeah. I approve.
Shout out. Would you go see Die Hard the musical?
There's a Die Hard musical?
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it played in town.
Put that on something.
Last year. Remember I asked you about going to it?
I saw the Die Hard comedy sketch. That was funny.
Where was this at?
It was, God, I can't remember the name of that spot.
Was it locally?
Yeah, it was here local.
Oh, was it the Funhouse or whatever?
Yeah!
So you have seen this.
Oh, okay. They consider that a musical?
I thought it was from the ad. I didn't know.
No, it was not a musical. I didn't think it was a musical, but it was funny, though. They were good. They were really good.
So you actually got to go to this.
Yeah, it was a nice adaptation, though. Like a parody. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I hope they do it again this year.
I don't know why I thought it was a musical, but that's
interesting. No, it was. No, I didn't think
it was. I thought it was like a comedy musical.
Remember, I was telling you about it when I went to check this out.
Remember,
I was like all excited about it. Like, bro, I would have saw this Die Hard thing. It was crazy.
That's dope. I'm glad you got to see it, man.
Yeah. No, it was good. I hope they do that again. Yeah. I hope it's like an annual thing. I don't know if it is, but I hope it is.
I will go check it out.
Yeah. I know.
Now that I know you've seen it and it's not going to be too. I was worried if I go to this with Shado, it's going to be really cheesy. He's going
to
hate it.
No, bro. That's why I went to see like how cheesy. I'm up for the cheese. I love cheesy things. But it shocked me. I was like, yo. This is actually kind of funny. So, no, props to them, man. It was good.
Like it was disrespecting the movie.
No, I don't think it did at all. I thought they did a good job, man. People were on the floor, bro.
So, my wife tells me she's going to watch Die Hard with me this Christmas season.
Finally going to do it, huh? Yeah, the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then she can move on to the other one.
Yeah, 100%.
The first two are the Christmas ones.
Well, she's seen, like, one of them with me already.
Yeah.
I think Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, that's a summertime Die Hard. That's fine.
So
that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So she's seen, and then I was watching the really terrible one with Shia LaBeouf or whatever.
He's not in any of the Die Hard.
Oh, he's not Shia LaBeouf, but the kid looks like Shia LaBeouf anyway.
What dude looks like Shia LaBeouf?
Seventh, maybe Die Hard or whatever. It was like the last one.
Only five Die Hards.
Yeah, it was the fifth one then. Whoever was
a
the
good day to Die Hard.
Whoever was the younger guy in it.
Oh, him! I know you're talking about.
Buff to me.
He was God, what is his name? It escapes me right now. But I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he does not look like Shia LaBeouf.
That was not a good movie.
No, it's not.
It's not the worst movie. It's not even the top 100 worst, but. It's one of the top 100 middest movies.
Oh, okay. So I got to ask you this then. Okay. Speaking of movies, and it don't got nothing to do with Christmas, just movies in general. Could you name your top five Eddie Murphy movies?
Ooh, I feel like we've talked about this. It doesn't have to be in order, right?
But no, one, there is no order.
Number one's Coming to America, Trading Places, Boomerang.
Ooh, I like this.
Oh, it starts to get.
That's where it gets dicey.
Vampire in Brooklyn.
I love it. I got people swinging in the air at you right now, but I love it.
No, it aged better. You know, we went and saw it at the Lloyd Center Theater.
Doctors is good.
I was disappointed. I didn't say that out loud to you guys, but I was hoping for more. But I think
everybody was hoping for more.
Better now that you look at it in the total perspective of just movies and not comparing it to Coming to America or Boomerang. You know?
You can't do that. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's what I did. So number five, I'll probably go with, Harlem Nights.
Oh yeah. There we go. I was wondering where that was going to be at your list. All right. So I pretty much, all right. So for me, Coming to America is number one. I don't even care. The rest of them, I don't have an order for it, but Harlem Nights I probably would put at number two. Life would definitely be number three.
Life's pretty good.
I really like that movie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and Boomerang will be like it coming in at number four.
Okay.
for me. And then my fifth one would probably be The Golden Child.
Did you say Trading Places or no?
Man, I like God, it's so hard.
Golden Child's pretty good.
You know what? I'm going to put Trading Places.
You don't have to. It's your list.
No, you're right. Trading Places got to be number five because I quote that movie too much.
He's always going to have a movie that you have to leave off if you can only pick
It's hard, bro. Yeah. I got The Golden Child coming off the bench.
It's like he's no respect for Norbit or Pluto Nash.
Oh, my God, bro. Duh. Pluto Nash is one of the greatest movies ever, bro.
I've never actually like seen that all the way through.
I like Holy Man too. I like that one with him and Jeff Goldblum. Never saw that one.
I feel like I have.
Seen it's good. I like it.
Why did I think it was someone else besides Jeff Goldblum?
No, it's Eddie Murphy and Jeff Goldblum. They're the main two guys. I mean, the other people you will recognize because they were big at that time, you know. But yeah, they were the two main stars. So
I got you.
That's all that matters. Anyway, let's go ahead and get back into some more music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you want to play some
music? No, go for it. You okay. Do it.
I'm going to play a new LaRussell and Taupe.
Ooh. I'll
play some other stuff after that.
Taupe.
This one's public.
Shout out LaRussell. And he's coming back in town, right? Next year?
Oh, yeah. If you missed it and you want to see him again, he's coming in May. Mm-hmm. I believe either the 13th or the 14th. Man. I'll be across the country, but you guys can see.
And let me tell you, that show he put on was phenomenal.
Oh, man.
He did such a job. I mean, like, his crowd interaction was next level. And I've been to a lot of shows. And the way he was interacting with the crowd was amazing. That's top tier. That's elite.
Top tier. Good
and
man.
I've been to a lot of shows.
Jolly old good sir.
Jolly old. Cheerio.
Jolly.
Let's go. Keith
Haddington told me that joke.
Oh, no. I'm done. If you know, you know.
I love the way they're in the restaurant. And he's like, he has his hat.
Yeah. That's right. He can't afford you. Kenny Amber. What a jerk. Who says that, too?
That guy had his stick all the way up.
Yeah, he really did.
Anyways, Little John, this song title is fitting for today. It's called Just Got Paid. It's Friday. Some of you did just got paid.
Yeah, for real. We all got paid today, Friday.
So let's get into that. Celebrate losing all your money to bills and rent.
It's Johnny Kemp. Like Johnny Kemp said, it just got paid.
Let's go.
Hey. I just got paid. It's a Friday evening. Clock out of work, grab my check, and I'm leaving. Remember, working 60 hours a week. Halftime, double time. Shit, I barely could sleep. I thank God for the weekend. It felt good counting paper when a weekend. I quit my job and dove off the deep end. I made a meal and could barely let it seep in. I couldn't tell you all the places that we've been. You couldn't guess how many packages we sent. Trying to emancipate my dolls, we free men. Cause I got the work ethic of three men. They couldn't keep us out the building, we in. Let me take you all back to where it begin. A Cadillac SUV is what I be in. It's a Wednesday evening, 3:10. I just got paid. I ain't trying to hear no drama. Say that for your mama. I just got paid. Might catch a flight to Bahamas. I might buy a llama. I just got paid. I ain't trying to hear no complaining. Whether it's shining or raining, I just got paid. Could tell by the weight I've been gaining. I just got paid. I just got paid. I just got paid.
Bright and early. We up, we working, baby. Nice, I'm earning. Grinding for Shirley, baby. I keep earning. Cause that's just life and it's going and going, you know.
If you represent the West, throw it up. If you represent the East, throw it up. If you from down south, throw it up. If you from up north, throw it up. If you represent the west, throw it up. If you represent the east, throw it up. If you from down south, throw it up. If you from up north, throw it up. Give it up, 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 throw it up.
Bright and early. We up, we working. Earning, grinding for Shirley, baby. I keep earning.
Bahamas. I might buy Llama. I just got paid. I ain't trying to hear no complaining. Whether it's shining or raining, I just got paid. Could tell by the weight I've been gaining. I just got paid. I just got paid. I just got paid.
Yeah, yeah. Love. Love. Yeah, yeah. Love. Hold tight, show love. Long nights, long runs. Keep it blunt, baby, it's a slow burn. When it comes to my love, acts like a drug. Forever give you my attention. Now your body my addiction. Did I mention? Look, elevators never let you down. It's up until you reach the top floor. Promise that my heart would never stop. It's locked until the day we let go. Yeah, yeah. Hold tight, show love. Long nights, long runs. Get right, slow love. I'll admit it, baby, I'm addicted to the way your spirit hug me. How your spirit know me, it's a blessing how you make the city home. Long trips when you felt alone. Got you off the juice, sipping De Leon. Gold bottle, rap beside of you, my flower child. Sweeter than the air, Maddox style. Hold you tight, I'm rushing like a backwood. Sunset, brought it to you, what you want next? What you want next? I'ma get it for you, baby, don't stress. Love it when you wear the sundress. Keep my eyes locked while you undress. Now listen to me while I tell you how it's finna be. Look.
Now I keep on falling down for you. I can't keep my feet moving further from love. Pouring drinks every weekend. I love you, then hate you. I don't know the reason. Say that I'm crazy. This love got me tweaking. I
really wanna see the world with you. Really wanna be the one to slide and swoop the girls with you. This face slapping fur with you. What you say, love? I'ma take you with me for the day, love. We gon' hit the city up and ask, we stand out the way, love.
Till I come in peace, just let me smoke my trees. Always looking for an answer. Got $1 million mouthpiece. When you gon' speak, said you can't preach to the choir when the world off key. Got me falling gold leaves on the ground, trying to find my feet. Sitting up, I come in peace, just let me smoke my trees. Always looking for an answer. Got $1 million mouthpiece. When you gon' speak, said you can't preach to the choir when the world off key. Got me falling gold leaves on the ground, trying to find my feet. Sitting up, come in peace.
One, two, three, come on. We got DJ Kool and Ducky Fresh. Rock it to the beat, cause we are the best. Fresh and Biz Markie, hey. Rocker to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie so and what? DJ 20. So yeah. Hit me with the horns and make that money.
Let me see those hands in the air.
Hit on out. Hey, everybody jump.
Let me clear my throat.
Come on, y'all, let's go. Hammer is the bed. I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Once again, baby,
funky jam. DJ Kool is who I am, so rock it, yeah, don't stop. It's a DJ Kool with that old man rock, and I just let's all it, having a party. I'm in the house and getting a party for you and your crew. Thanks for coming through it. DJ Kool, rock the old wind, you're doing so. Here you go, check the flow, there you go. Got a man beast to rock the whole damn show. Should it be every party? Yo, if the party is right where you standing at right now, and it's all good in here, make some noise. So, check the flavor of the rhythm I'm on. While I got a chance to let me clear my throat.
They gave us a show.
Let me clear my throat. Remix. DJ Kool, W Fresh, Biz Monkey.
I love that song so much, bro. It gets me hype, bro. Can't stop dancing.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to challenge me to cut a rug contest, man.
Before
you're
that half crazy remix, Bari and Isaiah Mustafa, cut a rug. What did we even play before that? Oh yeah, just got paid. LaRussell.
I like that song. That was cool.
Yeah,
that was very cool. And you said he released that
with your mama.
He said
just came out there today.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it just got paid on Friday. He was saying it, and you said he released it on the Friday, right?
See, that's what's dope about him getting to manage his own career, is he can just, I'm gonna just release it on a Friday. And you don't got to go through the bull BS with the label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And it's so smart. He thinks of that kind of stuff, and it just works, bro.
He in Living Color right now.
Yep.
Do what you want to do in Living Color. Hey. See, I listen to lyrics. People are like, oh, yeah, they did say that. Yeah, they said that. Hey, get it. Get it.
So choice of the episode.
Oh, the choice.
Which do you think you have a better
No,
choice?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You got to do this right now.
For this, yeah.
Hey, we up in there.
You have one shot to beat one world champ with no practicing or studying.
Wait a minute. A world champ or what?
This is, who do you have a better chance of beating, the world champ at chess or the world champ at table tennis?
Chess.
You think so?
I suck at table tennis, bro.
Yeah, you could be good at chess, but still, the guy's the world champ.
I was great at chess, so I'll take my chances at that.
I've never played chess, and I'd still pick chess, because have you seen how good the world champ is at table tennis?
Man, I saw Forrest Gump.
I would get dusted.
He beat me.
I think I'm good. No. There's no chance in the world. I can maybe get lucky and pull some right chess moves. It's a better chance of me getting lucky and then blocking all that.
Oh my goodness.
No practice? No, I'm not going to just suddenly become that good at it.
I tell you right now, I would probably beat you in less than three moves.
Yeah, you probably would, but I'm definitely not beating the world champ at table tennis. There's no way.
I know I'm not. I'm getting smoked, bro. I could even beat almost the worst person at table tennis.
I think my best bet would be bowling. I could get lucky at bowling and hit all strikes.
Oh, I like this.
I think
this.
I got it in
to do a
300. Someday I'm going
to
do it.
I love to bowl. I'm just so terrible at it, though. I haven't had enough time to put into it to be good. That's terrible.
You'd still have a better chance of beating the world bowling champion than table tennis, though.
No, I've seen those bowlers, man. They're
good. Them table
good.
Tennis players are, dude.
Them bowler dudes are even on another level, bro. Them dudes don't miss.
They
getting 300.
At which the table tennis, and they're just in the little ball. And man, I thought I was good, and then I watched the Olympics, and I'm just embarrassed for myself, bro.
Hey, man, that Forrest Gump was real, bro.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks
they're
was
really
getting
that
it.
Good.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You ever seen the one where Bruce Lee was hitting the ball with his nunchucks?
I've seen a clip of it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
That was life before AI, bro. People were like, that's AI. Like, no, he really did that, bro. Yeah. It's the nunchucks. Just insane.
But the table tennis players now are on another level than they were then. They were still good, but
Could they? Can they do it with nunchucks now, like him?
That's what I mean. No, but
he's like, no.
I don't know. Could he block every shot now? Is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, that's some good man hand-eye coordination. That's next level. But yeah, that's a good question, sir. I approve. I really do. I approve. But yeah, I could. Yeah, chess all day.
Chess all day.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that game. I'll take my chances.
Fun fact about Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, Brandon Roy, and Macklemore all went to the same high school in Seattle, not at the same time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Bruce Lee went to high school here.
Garfield High School.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I thought he was like grown up by the time he came to the States.
Apparently he was a teen. He spent some time here.
Whatever. Oh. The more you know.
Three famous people from one high school.
I like that, man. Yeah. I approve of this, sir.
Randomly famous, nothing to do with each other people, too, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, then you ain't lying about the three different times. That's because that is three different times.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Completely different professions.
Yeah, that part right there, once again. You would be right, sir.
Also that Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle. I don't know if the same high school, but still pretty cool.
I got some would you rathers.
All right.
Let's ask you a few. So would you rather have the world be taken over by aliens or the world be taken over by robots?
Robots.
Yeah, man. You know, surprisingly, a lot of people chose aliens on that one.
They don't know how crazy aliens could probably be if they want to take us over.
You don't know how crazy. Man, I've seen Terminator, bro, so we know how crazy robots can be.
Yeah, but I feel like aliens can see through your soul but or something. Robots can't do that.
Aliens, we could take them out, bro. I ain't worried about them. They're going to die.
I'm more worried. No, aliens are intelligent.
They're going to catch smoke, bro. But every time, they're not from here, bro. They ain't built like us. They're going to catch robots. That. Have you seen War of the Worlds?
Robots have limitations, bro. They can't see.
I mean, aliens got limitations too, bro.
Aliens can see through your soul. Robots.
That's why they got special suits. They can't breathe that air. Yeah. Nothing. They ain't built like
robots
that.
Robots deal with logic. Yeah. You beat them by thinking outside of logic.
Yeah, but see, they don't know how to push the envelope. We do. That's why they lose, bro.
Robots will lose.
Yeah, the robots lose. The aliens, they all lose, bro. They all lose.
I'm taking my chances with robots.
You take the chance with robots. I like this. You good luck with those Terminators, bro.
Just going to get a big thing and run around and shock them all.
I'm scared for you and Skynet.
Oh, yeah. No, because in my mind, I picture them all like the maid off Jetsons.
Okay. Would you rather?
That would be easy to take down.
That was a good one, though. I like your response.
Rosie.
God, chill out. Oh, my God. Chill out. Oh, no, I don't like that. Let me see.
I don't like that.
I don't
like that.
Oh no, you're right. It's good not to like those.
You about it, fool.
About it. What? No.
Anyway, like you're listening to They Gave Us a Show if you're wondering.
Let's get back into some more music. They've heard us talk long enough.
All right. Do you want to play something or what?
No, you go for it.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a little Ari Lennox here, maybe.
Ooh, I love her.
Because why not?
She's a special kind of lady.
Whoa.
In a good way.
Okay.
In a very good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh.
He's like, yeesh. You know, it's more like, whew.
Keep it in the palms.
But you got to listen to her words, man. She says some things.
She says some things.
She says some things. Not things, things.
I got you. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Grandma's house.
You need to run your hat.
I shan't and I can't.
You got Marsh the Martian on your hat, bro. Where'd you find that?
My wife got it for me.
It looked clean, too.
Yeah.
You got to run that, son. You don't need that. You don't need that. That's like one of my favorite characters, too.
Okay, we're going to play this song called Petals.
Petals.
Let's get into that. Thank you, Mr. Show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Stop. Is it love or not? this shit different. The way I kick it, you was smitten. Now you switching. What's the tension? Put my life in the written. Y'all gon' miss it. But you see, it's vivid. You swear up and down, you show me love. But to me, it isn't. We don't want the same things, but sunflowers. I'm from gun showers. If you gon' exchange pain, then it's both ours. But you don't even know flowers. So the petals on the ground lead into a candle and an example. Another bouquet, it's a handful. What do you say? What it stand for? Do you love me? Or love me not? Do you love me? Or love me not? Do you love me? Or love me not? Do you love me? Or love me not?
Hey.
Do you love me?
Love is a beautiful thing. Something that make you crazy, I'm sorry. Like love's an unusual thing. I mean, like making decision or rationally standing outside in the rain. Pouring out shots for the pain. Thinking that maybe you'll change. Got me charging this shit to the game. Stuck to you like a moth to a flame. Like a newborn child to their mother. Like mosquitoes to skin in the summer. I mean, like wings to the number one stunner. I mean, why you make it so hard to love you? But easy for me to fuck it. Me thought we'd be good for each other. My angel, this demons. I finally discovered. I mean, she loves me. She loves me. Not the forbidden fruit. It start to rot. I think we need to go water new seeds. It's been this way since Adam and Eve. Beauty and beast. The patterns I seen. Just making me find a new chapter to read. If it should all fall like autumn, then baby, I think it is better you leave. You love me or love me not? Do you love me or love me not? Do you love me? Do you love me or love me not? Love me not.
Look at my feet, look at the chrome hearts on my cheeks. Go and take a peek, look at my tree. I got a sweet tooth, watch me eat.
In heat, I'm lit. Caught you looking at me like I make you sick. When you get out your feelings, can you take my pick? You can't blow my high and way too up for it. Watch this. Can't help but to walk on top of the world. Give me if I shine too bright.
Fascinating, all the beautiful things. Hear me now. lad. All on you getting paid, not playing, pushing, escalating, and rocking prada. No more drama with your day, yeah, much drama. Spend a few if you wanna, young ho, not you wanna. Got a shaggo ad, make them know, so y'all go ad. I getting paid, not playing, pushing, escalating, and rocking prada. No more drama with your day, yeah, much drama. Spend a few if you wanna, stick young ho, not you wanna. Got a shaggo ad, let them know, so y'all go. While girls be pimping, hyping up, you got bills in stock, keep lining up. No more freeloading, time is up. Let you breathe that paper, don't stifle us. Get the 20s if the 80s ain't fat enough. Nice little cutie, just you bag it up. Tell a girl, keep her eyes and off your stuff. Road girl, are you possessed? They might have touch. From head to toe, but just said them fabulous. I love it when the woman, them really got chunks. So, you had that thing at all for earn me, not for trust. Tell all the woman, them is a must. Hey, you paid not played. Rocking and skilling, pushing brother. No more drama, we just tell you much drama. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Can't just shaggo ad, make them know, say y'all go ad. I get in pain, not playing, pushing, escalating, and rocking brada. No more drama, we just tell you much drama. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Can't just shaggo ad, make them know, say y'all go. Now, who you gonna blame? No, don't get in shame, play unfair. Losing a tricky game. Just look at your ear while I'm checking out your nails. Stem dress, I'm stressless. Loving you every way, yeah, it's Benji in the air. No, let it blaze, costume ain't nothing. Baby, let the blaze say a magnetic force pulling me to your shape. Irresistible, there's no escape. Getting paid, not playing, motion escalating, and rocking brada. No more drama with your day, you're much drama. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Gas a shaggo out, make them know, say, y'all go out of getting paid, not playing, motion escalating, rocking brada. No more drama with your day, you're much drama. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Gas a shaggo out, make them know, say, y'all go out of. I love it when the woman, them really fascinating. Giant pleasure and splendor them bring. The woman them a dance, rotate and swing. While the rude boy sit down pan with him. Hey, bunch of man turn in a area. Oh, what a vibe. The woman them make me eyes up materialize. And them have the feeling and then stir the tide. One gaga man just ride. Them guys are getting paid, not playing. Pushing, escalating, and rocking brada. No more drama with your tail, you much drama. Spend up if you wanna, stick your cool out to the wanna. That's a shaggo ad, make them know so y'all go out of. Paid not playing, escalating the rocking brada. No more drama with your tail, you much drama. Spend up if you wanna, stick your cool out to the wanna. That's a shaggo ad, make them gaggo. White girls be pimping, hyping up. You got bills in stocks, keep lining up. No more freeloading, time is up. Let us breathe that paper, don't stifle us. Get the 20s if the 80s ain't fat enough. Come on, nice little cutie, won't you bag it up? Tell her about the band and say she have the right stuff. I'm a girl, are you possessed? They might have touch. From your family, lost, would you send your family notions? From your God, just would you say your God, just so? It jump on the rhythm, lyrics that is a most so. Only for my Lord, the shows. Cause they get paid, not playing, pushing, escalating, rocking, brother. No more drama with your tail, you're much calmer. Spend up if you wanna, stick your cool, not to the wanna. That's a shuggle, I'd make them know, so you're go out of getting paid, not playing.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
That was Buju Paid Not Played. Before that, we had Put It On, Queen Naija, and then Petals 7XV, The Genius. Hope I'm saying that right. Featuring Ruben Vincent. That's a cut.
Close enough.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
That's a cut, so.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Nobody's mad, sir.
No.
It was a good song, sir.
All right.
You did a good job. And we're back.
So what's the news? What are we talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, you were going to tell me this, the world record, right?
Yeah, it is.
World record?
Yeah, this, yeah, let me, yeah.
It's not good, the sounds you're making, so.
Yeah, this guy here. I don't even know why people, who comes up with this stuff? So, make fun of this if you like, please.
Okay.
Swedish man.
All right, I'm making fun of it.
Shoves 81 matches up his nose. To earn world record in the Guinness Book of World Records.
We're going to jump him.
Who?
We're going to jump
him. I can't wrap my head around this. Like, who? Why did you sit up there and be like, you know what? I want to shove the most matches possible up my nostrils and be in the book of world records.
How many nostrils? How many matches did he get? Was it both nostrils?
Yeah. Look at the picture. He's happier. Look at the picture. Bro, happy, bro. He happy. Peace symbol up everything. Like he can't even breathe. Your face.
What a dork.
Your face says it all.
This is why, though.
Oh, God.
This is why.
I know.
It's not as bad as like longest nose hair guy, but still.
The Swedish chef rolling over in his grave.
Seriously.
Bursky, bursky, bursky. I know her. Herby, derby, groovy. Oh, my God. What's with these people, man?
Man, I don't know. Yeah. No.
81 stop. Matches up the nostrils.
Stop, dude. Why?
Do you get a – do they cut a check or something with this? Or is it's just bragging rights? Say that again?
Someone should run by and light them all.
Oh, they should. That'll teach them. What did we learn?
I'll learn you to like matches in your nose.
Learn you have. Oh, God.
Like matches you shan't.
Never again you breathe.
Seriously.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, I can't with people.
No, they shouldn't even put this in the book.
It shouldn't.
Like, no, it's terrible.
Anything nostril related.
So if you're in your car late night here and you're wondering, remember why? When this didn't used to be considered late night? But that's a whole nother rant. But wondering what in the world you're turned into is they gave us a show.
They're like, these guys, what are you talking about?
Seriously.
Cereal.
We got about 7 minutes left or so.
It's 8 minutes. Give it. Yeah, 7 minutes, some change.
Anything else we need to talk about or discuss?
That I need to talk about?
Yeah.
That I want to talk about?
That
would be the real question, sir.
Do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do I want to talk about? I don't know. What do I want to talk about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Rico Suave. That's what you want to talk about.
Rico Suave.
Why he knew the song.
Why would you ever bring that dude up?
You knew the song right away.
Why are you going to bring that up, sir?
Are you dancing in your head right now?
Are you dancing in your head right now?
Dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, I do want to talk about, well, it's not the Portland community, but it is a community.
You said it's a community?
It is. Well, no, I got to say that because people are like, it's Portland, but you know.
I got you.
But they're doing a free Thanksgiving dinner for the community out in Vancouver. So people.
Okay, so it's a local community.
Right, right. So okay. If people want to get, if you want to get like free turkeys and things like that.
Is this going to be somewhere in like Massachusetts where he's about to talk about? Okay, no, sorry, go ahead.
No, this is here in Vancouver. It's out in, I can get the addresses and stuff like that.
Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah, they're doing, sponsored by Daddy D's. He's doing it.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yep.
So, I've heard that some of the best barbecue you can get.
Yeah, this is true. And he's going to be smoking the turkeys too.
Uh-oh.
He's been smoking the turkeys.
You got to eat turkey. You might as well eat it the good way like that.
Whew, for real. So, yeah, I'm going to be down there. So, you can catch me being there and, like, helping out and handing out food and stuff like that. Yeah, and I'll film some of it and post it on the gram and all that stuff.
You're going to be handing food into your belly, don't
lie. For sure. Come on, smoked turkey, man. You already know.
You went there and, like, not to get off the subject. Do you have anything else you want to say about that before I ask my question?
No, just.
Is this on Thanksgiving or like before?
It's tomorrow, actually. It's Saturday.
Tomorrow. There you go.
It's tomorrow.
Well, there you go.
Tomorrow. Between 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m.
So they got to line up early for this, right?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't got to line up early, but yeah, I'm going to be there helping.
They want to go and get the turkey.
Yeah. So from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., it'll be going
there
down.
There you go. And that's just right across the river near Vancouver Mall, am I thinking right?
Yeah, they're doing it at two different locations. So
okay, there you go.
They're doing it at the Living Hope Church. And then they're doing it at the Graceland Community Church.
Oh, there we go.
So, you know, two positive places trying to help people out.
You got two choices of places to go.
And from what I heard, I believe he told me that they will be doing it again around Christmas, too.
Hey, there you go.
And they're going to do some extra bonus things around that time, too.
Speaking of that.
Okay, what we
just
got?
Just so that everyone has choices on these situations.
Yes.
Depending on, you know, everyone lives in different sides of towns and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's another situation like this going on tomorrow as well.
Talk to me.
So let's mention that one. Hold on.
Also, this got a lot of sponsors, dude. Oh, yeah.
If I can ever get it together. How many minutes we got left in the show?
Coin 6 is going to be there. So
that's Coin 6, there we go.
Yeah, they're going to be there. So I might be on TV, y'all. I'm going to be like, get my good side. Well, both sides are my good side, so.
I lost it. Where's it at?
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Not the shirt. Take my eyes, but not the shirt. Did you find it? I think he found it.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Trap Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Feed the Community and Turkey Giveaway. This is in collaboration with Night Sports, right? So it's going to be in collaboration with that. So this is for, like, the families with kids and stuff like that. This is tomorrow at the Boys and Girls Club right over here in MLK, 4 to 6 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
Turkey Drive, 4 to 6 p.m. Night Sports and Feed the Community dinner right after that, 6 to 10 p.m. There we go. So that's another one. So you got two choices.
So you got choices, y'all. They both, you know, local-ish.
I got to go check out Daddy D's. So did you... Do we have time to ask that real quick?
Yeah, go for it. Ask.
What was your favorite meat on the meat? You had, like, the meat sampler.
Yeah,
did.
Did
you have a favorite?
The chicken was fire, first of all.
Okay.
The brisket was... you didn't even have to chew it. It just melted in your mouth, bro.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, I didn't even remember chewing it.
So this had brisket, chicken...
I had the brisket, chicken, and ribs.
Okay, three choices.
Yeah. So the ribs were fire, too. Once again, they fell off the bone.
So hard to choose, kind
of. Fell right off the bone. And you, once again, it was like no chew, bro. Like you bit into it, but it just melted in your mouth, bro.
I'm so hungry.
And the hush puppies was crazy.
Right now?
No. The hush puppies were crazy, too, bro.
Did you have any other sides that you tried?
Yeah, I had the collard greens and...
I don't know why I'm torturing myself like this.
The baked beans and the potato salad.
Shout out baked beans.
Yes. It all goes down, bro. It's all good.
All right.
It's all good.
There we go.
So, yeah.
Man, big smoked turkey. Whew.
I know. That's what I'm saying, man. If it's anything like what the ribs and the brisket was like, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure if he can make good chicken, he can make good turkey.
Yeah, man. I'm like, man. And so it's crazy. Like, he do the meats, and, like, his sons, they do like the hush puppies and the collard greens and stuff like that. But his wifey, though, or the moms, they call her, she do like the cornbread and the mac and cheese and stuff like that.
Okay. So, she do the potato salad too? Or?
No, I think him or the sons did that. But the moms, man, she gets it in with the mac and cheese and the cornbread.
And that place isn't open right now?
I know, right?
They're knocking. They're like, come on.
Open. Yeah, they'll be open tomorrow, though.
There you go.
And they'll be at these locations. They might, their actual locations might be open because I don't know, because they're going to be doing all this stuff right here. So I don't know if they'll be open. Probably because they'll be spread out.
Yeah.
Helping the needy, which is dope. And it's pretty dope.
There we go.
Yes.
There you go.
Shout out Daddy D's. That's my shout out right there.
Left any shout outs you want to give otherwise? How much time do we have?
Yeah, not much, sir.
All right.
You got
tomorrow for DJ Cliff.
And you got
if you like this episode, you can catch it on demand tomorrow.
Yeah.
X-ray.fm or the X-ray app or the link in our bio.
Yeah, that part right there. And so, yeah, so we good. And so, yeah, shout out to Danny Ocean. Shout out to X-ray FM. Shout out to you, the fans. Seriously, we appreciate you.